This week, the Pentagon said it may call up another 13,000 National Guard troops for Iraq duty later this year. Several states are shouldering that burden, but few more than Arkansas. 3,000 members of Arkansas's 39th Brigade Combat Team have been put on alert for what would be their second deployment in 2 years. As NPR's John McChesney reports, many people there worry that the Guard is being stretched too thin.
Arkansas is a relatively small state. Its population of a little over 2.5 million is less than the city of Chicago. But its contribution to the war has been exceptional on a per capita basis. Since 9/11, 85% of the state's 10,000 National Guard troops have been mobilized for what the Guard leaders call the global war on terrorism. Most of those soldiers have served in Iraq or Afghanistan. According to longtime political columnist John Brummett, this new deployment will bring the war home to nearly everyone in Arkansas.
I would dare say it's that nearly anyone you would go out and talk to in Arkansas would know somebody or somebody who knows somebody who's part of this deployment. And that increases the feeling of intimacy with this deployment that brings what I believe to be a developing opposition to the war home and makes it even more intense.
Brummett recounts a breakfast he had recently in Jonesboro, Arkansas, where conservative Democrat Marion Barry just voted for the House Democratic proposal to set a timetable for withdrawal from Iraq. Note, Jonesboro is a town with a very strong military tradition.
We were in a Holiday Inn restaurant, and I said, "What has the fallout been for your vote for the funding resolution tied to a withdrawal timetable?" And he said, "Nothing, none." Nobody had said a word to him. He'd received no hostile reaction from his constituents. He in fact, pointed to a corner table of local guys having their morning coffee, you know, farm types. And he said, "That's a pretty tough group over there, pretty conservative group, and I've heard nothing from them."
The most recent Arkansas poll on the war was taken last August and showed that 53% of the state favored a time schedule withdrawal. The new Democratic governor of Arkansas, Mike Beebe, wasn't pleased with the redeployment of his state's troops.
"Well, we wish that the president and the federal government would have chosen other troops rather than sending our brigade back for another deployment after they've already been deployed in Iraq for and they were on an 18-month deployment 2 years ago. So we were hopeful that the existing rules, which we understood wouldn't require a redeployment of a unit within 5 years, they would choose someone besides our troops to go back."
Governor Beebe is also worried about the impact of this redeployment on the National Guard in the future, even though recent recruitment figures have set a new record.
"I'm a little more perplexed, however, as to whether or not that will continue with a subsequent deployment and the prospects of subsequent deployments coming so quickly on the heels of previous activation."
For former members of the 39th, like Chief Warrant Officer John Angel, the worry is that families fall apart under the strain of these long deployments.
"I lost my family when I got back, so I understand. From my own personal experience, I know a couple of people that they've already expressed their concerns about their own marriage if they have to go back."
John Angel is also worried about the impact of another deployment on small businessmen, people like truck driver owners who provide timber transport for the paper industry in the state.
"I know of several people that came in and they were sole business owners and they had invested their money in a truck to go what they call pulping. And there was no one to pay the bills and they lost their business."
Truck drivers for the pulp industry just drove their trucks into the bank parking lot and left the keys behind. John McChesney, NPR News, Little Rock, Arkansas.